Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Hot 97.
Number one, baby.
Four. For hip hop.
Hot 97.
Number one for hip hop.
It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg, and we got tickets to see Fabio Foreign live at the Brooklyn Paramount on Saturday, May 18th. The Pain and Love 2 Tour, tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. If you want to be in the building, we need two people right now to call us up at 800-223-9797 to play Laura Never Loses. Now, let's get into this brand new music. YG Marley is called Praise John in the Moonlight. Good morning.
But I hear some people.
Well, Laura, I do not think we're going to be hearing from Ebro today.
I don't think so. I checked with him. I think yesterday.
Did you check in after we checked in the evening or afternoon?
Yes. So if you're wondering, what are you guys talking about? Well, you know, it's baby watch. Ebro on Sunday, he went to the hospital. So we're just kind of waiting to see what happens. We're waiting for an announcement.
Oh, man. What did you hear in your last thing? I assume nothing.
Nothing. It's like I ask him one question, then he's asking me if I got the ink out of my toy mat. Like, you know how he is. He's like, did it work? Because my daughter Kenza went crazy. She got a hold of her pen and she drew all over her toy mat. So I couldn't get it out with anything. I tried like those Mr. Clean dry, like erasers. Alcohol. Everyone had something for me, and I tried it all. Clorox spray, this, that, vinegar, whatever. Nothing would work. So he's like asking me if his recommendation worked instead of telling me baby's here.
Yeah, I mean, we texted him early in the day. We're like, hey, what's going on? He's like, yeah, nothing much. I just ordered sushi. We're like, yeah, no, we're not worried about what you're eating. So my guess is, unless he pops up to give us an announcement.
Yeah, we're just waiting.
Otherwise, I would imagine, you know, he's been there. They've been there for now 48 hours.
Yeah, these things take time. But remember, they went in Sunday night. So these things take time. So
as soon as we know something, you'll know something.
The world will know.
Yes, the world will know.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, exciting times. What else going on, Laura Styles, besides markers on a mat?
Nothing much. I mean, I'm just kind of going through like everything that happened over the weekend. One thing I do want to talk about in flashing lights, I had another chance to check out that for All-Star Weekend, that 3-point competition with Sabrina Ionescu. Fam, she's so fire. I mean, I know we've talked about how she's fire, but she's beyond fire.
You mean you actually watch it now and know what we're talking about?
Exactly. I was like, oh, man. When I saw the Twitter highlights, the X highlights, and Steph Curry. She's just, I really wanted her to, like, beat him, but whatever. We'll talk about it later on.
It was really cool. It was definitely the highlight of the weekend. Speaking of great competition involving women, let's play Laura Never Loses right now. Shawnee, who we got?
Let's go. Let's do this.
We got Camille.
Good morning. Hi, Camille.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. What do you do for a living, Camille?
I am a dispatcher.
All right. Well, Camille, good morning, and thank you for rocking with us this morning. Who else? Who else is on the line, Shawnee?
Jin. J-I-N.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, good morning. It's Jen, J-E-A-N.
Jen.
Jean.
Oh, yeah, Jean.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How you doing today, and what do you do for a living?
I'm doing good, man. It's cold outside, and I'm an Uber driver.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Jean. It is cold outside, Jean. Keep warm.
Yeah, I'm trying to, man.
Camille, who do you want to represent you? You want to go with me, or you want to go with Rosenberg?
I gotta go with Laura, of course. Come on now.
Jean, hello.
Come on now.
Camille, me and you, Jean, with P. This is, you know, we have tickets to see 5 Year Foreign live at the Brooklyn Paramount Saturday, May 18th for the Pain and Love 2 Tour. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But let's go. Let's do this. Let's see who takes it. Let's play. Laura never loses.
Right.
Here we go. Which judge announced she is leaving American Idol?
Laura.
Peter.
Laura Stiles.
Oh.
3, 2.
I'm going to go with... Is it Gwen?
All right, too late. Thank you.
That is incorrect. Rosenberg.
I have no idea who's even on that show anymore, but Katy Perry?
Katy Perry's correct.
Oh, I didn't even know she was on it.
Which state is Mount Rushmore in?
Peter.
Rosenberg.
Laura.
Mount Rushmore is...
3, 2.
Oh, man, I always forget.
One.
Utah?
Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
I'm going to go with South Dakota.
South Dakota's correct.
South Dakota,
game.
That's right.
Who is the latest artist to come out saying he wants to perform in next year's Super Bowl?
Peter.
Rosenberg.
That could be
three. Two.
I have no idea. Justin Bieber.
Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
Next year's Super Bowl.
3.
I'm going to go with...
2. You could win the game with this. Time is up. Do you have an answer?
No.
And time's up.
No.
That would be T-Pain. T-Pain.
You weren't going to get that.
Game.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. Here.
All right.
T-Pain.
This is interesting.
Okay.
Who invented scissors?
Oh, God.
Peter.
I don't know.
Rosenberg.
Steve Scissors.
Nice shot in the dark. That would be incorrect. Laura Stiles.
I pass. I have no clue.
Da Vinci.
Really?
Da Vinci created scissors.
Wow.
All right, let's try this again.
Are you sure?
That is the answer in front of me.
Wow, talented.
Wow.
All right. Artist, scissor inventor.
Okay.
Okay. All right, all right.
All right.
Here we go.
How many colors in a rainbow?
Peter.
Laura.
Peter. 3.
8?
Oh, I know.
Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
I'm going to go with 7.
Laura wins!
Oh.
Yes!
Wow.
7 is the answer.
Da, 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 da. You were close, Pete.
I really was.
Congratulations! That was a good game. Camille, you got the tickets. Hold on. We're going to get some information from you, okay? Have a great day.
Thank you.
We still love you.
Yes, it's all low, man. It's all low, guys.
Gina, I fought hard. I came up short. Have a wonderful day. Laura, what is coming up in the flashing lights?
Coming up in the flashing lights report, let's talk about this All-Star Weekend recap, okay? Let's talk about some highlights, and we'll cover it all coming up, flashing lights.
Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
All right, I saw a lot of celebrities and a lot of talk about the NBA All-Star game that went down over the weekend. Rosenberg, were you locked in?
Yeah, I was locked in on Saturday night to the part that you're referring to. All-Star Saturday was a lot of fun. Most people were pretty disappointed with the game on Sunday.
Yeah. I saw a lot of tweets about that. Maybe you can explain why. I didn't watch.
There were over 400 points scored. I mean, the winning team had 211 points. It was just stupid. So people were just, like, not interested. I'll be real with you. I made full-on plans to enjoy NBA Saturday night. And then Sunday, I just like checked in here and there. Like,
gotcha.
The game itself has just gotten very boring. But Saturday night, I thought was a great time.
I mean, the highlight that I saw were two of the best shooters go at it. Sabrina Ionescu, yo, man, that woman is incredible. She was just so fire to watch going up against Steph Curry. She was just like effortlessly, ding, 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 those 3-point shots were going in. So I really thoroughly enjoyed watching that.
Shawnee, is it me or is Laura Stiles about to be a sports commentator next?
It feels like it. You know what I mean?
If this feels like a seamless transition.
Listen, once I heard her go doom doom doom, I was listen.
When was the last time you heard someone calling a game go, oh, and there goes Steph again. Don't.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
No, it was super cool. I think we're having a real moment for women's basketball right now, period, between Sabrina Ionescu's shooting and Caitlin Clark at Iowa, who just set the all-time record. I don't know if you guys have sat back and watched the highlights of Caitlin Clark.
I've seen it on Twitter.
I mean, she's probably the greatest of all time. She probably is going to go on to be that. Oh, it's what she's doing is crazy. So there are a lot of fun, special players in the women's game, and the fact that Steph was down to do this, you know, and take that risk to be honest, in American society, he risked losing to a woman.
Right. He was a great sport. I loved watching his reactions to him, like, cheering her on, too. It was dope.
Oh, he knew it was a real challenge. He knew it would be hard, and he barely held on. She went for 26. I think he got 29, something like that.
That's close.
It was 29-26, yep.
Wow.
It was awesome. Yo, Shawnee, it started out, Sabrina hit her first, like, 8 shots. So out of the gate, she hits, like, her first 8. You're like, oh, here we go.
It's going to be, it's on.
She slowed down a bit, but it was awesome, and I think they'll do it again, man. It was a big night for women's basketball.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It was definitely fun to watch. But that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7:01. Today is a high of 37 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
WQHT FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ooh. Shawnee, what are you talking about? Joe Biden ate fried chicken?
I mean, I love the way you say it like that.
You said Joe Biden ate fried chicken? Why is that news?
I'm saying you didn't see the video circulating of Joe Biden in somebody's house sitting with a black family eating some fast food fried chicken.
I heard that he ate with a family, and I heard there was controversy because the meal was fried chicken.
Yeah, and with the
didn't that come out a while ago or no?
It was like last week sometime. No, it was like a week and a half.
It was about a week ago.
But the actual thing happened about a month and a half. It happened a while ago. I remember seeing it when it first happened. But it's
okay. Yeah, it's a button, as well as you know Trump with the cool sneakers now.
Is Trump dropping the Air Trump ones?
With the right outfit.
Cool, you would use cool when describing those sneakers, Shawnee. Yeah.
Hey, hit Shawnee with the button real quick.
All of it's a button.
Congratulations. Yeah. You played yourself.
So all that big Willy talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yup. Playing yourself, yup. Playing yourself. I don't play.
But I mean, honestly, this is where my button goes. I'm gonna keep beating this drum, and I know some people will disagree. Ebro and I argued about it a little bit last week over the Jon Stewart thing, and I understand Ebro's opinion because Ebro trusts Jon Stewart, and Jon Stewart was being funny. I get it, but I am getting a little frustrated. It feels like every conversation we have is this convoluted equivalency of like, yeah, man, just look at them both. Even though one just lost another case last week and owes another $300 million for illegal business. Bro. Not standing on business. Illegal business.
Yeah.
And that man is Donald Trump. Please hit him with the button. Another $355 million.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
For illegal payoffs. And now I saw there's a thing, Laura, that these truckers are like, If New York City, if they're gonna try to make our man pay $350 million, then guess what? We're not gonna drive our trucks to New York. They won't get any of their products. So, right, you know.
Well.
And then we had the foremost expert in all of politics. There's not a person out there who knows more about politics than this man. No less of an authority than Charlemagne the God.
Oh, man.
What happened now?
They had him on. They did a one-on-one sit-down interview on ABC this week with Charlemagne to get his expert insight on politics. Do you know what he said?
What's that?
This is an expert. This is a man who we know for years has been studying politics. A man who understands politics.
You're digging. You're turning the knife.
I'm just saying, if you're going to do a one-on-one interview on one of the Sunday morning political shows, it's got to be someone who knows their business. He expertly said that Joe Biden doesn't have main character energy.
You're saying that wasn't very highbrow.
This was being reported like it was this astute observation. And let me just tell you something. You know how I see this? The mainstream media shows their disrespect for the black electorate when they act as if Charlemagne is the only person they can talk to about politics. I haven't seen a grift of this effort to pretend that someone knows about something of Charlemagne politics since the Charlemagne knows mental health, his previous grift. I know I'm not the guy to point this out because we're radio rivals, but I don't even care about that part. It's just crazy to me that we keep looking to people to tell us things who don't know. And then all we get is Joe Biden doesn't have main character energy like it's a movie or a video game. We know what Joe Biden is, guys. We all know. We're just going to keep repeating the same thing.
Well, I mean, I will say this. You're going to hear that same thing throughout the year. And to your initial point of Ebro creating this equal platform when it feels like Biden and Trump should not be, this is the multiple choice options that they've given us. So they're going to
Well, and by the way, it wasn't Ebro who was creating it. He was just saying that he didn't. I was saying I didn't like Jon Stewart doing that. Ebro said he didn't mind it.
Right. Because that's what we have. That's the only choice that they've given. So you're always going to have them in the same sentence, which is somewhat of a equal.
But as we did, and the reason I'm expressing this is not just to be petty at Charlemagne. The reason I'm expressing frustration, which is saying he doesn't have main character energy.
Change the subject.
No, you don't have to change this. I'm not, yo, bro, we've both been on the air at the same time for 18 years, whatever it's been. It's fine. The reason I have an issue with it is it does that same thing. What is main character energy? So is the main character supposed to be an actual sexual predator criminal? Because this is what we have. So we can keep knocking down the other guy if we want. It's not going to change anything. Now, you can say, I really hope next time we get better choices. And I think all of us would agree. On this show,
yes.
Biden was not our top choice. We all preferred someone else last time around.
Right.
But the country voted for Biden. And generally speaking, in the history of this country, the sitting president doesn't just back off and say, I'm not going to run this time. They run again.
Right.
They run again, and then he's like, we need to empower Kamala more. It's a nice thought. It really is. But, like, that's never happened in history either, where the people sit back and go, let the vice president do it. That's not going to happen.
That was some of the story.
And then when people say, like, what has she done? Well, can you tell me what the last three vice presidents have done that you love? And no one can say anything.
Oh, and then let's remember
a number. Nobody can say anything.
And then remember another part, that if they try to push forward Kamala, you're going to remember real quick that we're in America and she's a black woman and she's going to catch hate for no reason. That's why we have the 80-year-old white man in the first place, because he's the only person we thought people would vote for.
And it gets annoying, too. Everybody's like a character. What about policy? And what about people's rights that are at stake? You know what at stake right now. Wake up. Like, what?
We're only
people
talking
lose
about
rights, bro. It's frustrating.
And we're only talking about, and this is why I brought up the whole thing, because you're talking about someone in Charlemagne who's not a right winger. Like, I don't believe he's a right wing guy, right? So what's the point of people who are not that way constantly pointing to the flaws of the age and the guy and what he looks like and how he acts and what he wants? Laura's right. Why are you not talking about the policy? Why are you not talking about the fact that things are going the right direction in the economy? Now, you can all look at it and go, oh, the economy's not great. No, it's not great. We were coming out of a goddamn pandemic that happened on the watch of the last guy. And then this guy comes in and has done his best to build things back. And like we talked about last week, at least the tenor of the country is more calm. At least things don't feel crazy day to day. We are not in constant upheaval every single moment. Yet all we can talk about is the fact that he's old.
Right. That's the personification of politics. Is there going to be more cheese on the hamburgers?
Right.
That's
exactly.
What people
want to know. That is all it is. And the fact of the matter is, this past weekend, what did they talk about? Joe Biden's old, but Donald Trump, he got himself a pair of ugly-ass sneakers. Really? Hit the button again, Sean.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what else is going on?
I love Madonna, but I don't know if you guys peeped that she was, this video that was going around. She was, she's on tour right now. And she was in the middle of her show when she was doing this kind of piece where she was on a chair in the middle of the stage with, you know, this other dancer. Bro, the way she toppled over in that chair,
oh, I know.
I could hear the LL Cool J.
Oh, no.
LL Cool J.
No. Listen, and it happens to, please, every performer has been through some mess. You know what I mean? Accidents happen, but just for that moment, I just saw it just go,
Well, at least she has
Madonna.
At least she has that, somewhat recent, nice big soft butt to bounce off of.
Oh my God!
She got that remix. She got that 2018 remix butt to bounce off of. At least, come on.
Oh my God! Please, the whole thing deserves a button.
Hit the button again.
You played yourself.
Sorry, Madonna.
Sorry.
Playing yourself. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Sean, are you going to cop the Trump ones?
I mean, with the right outfit, maybe a gold jacket. You know what I'm saying? Match your hat.
Right, a big gold jacket, big gold hat, big gold shoes with the T's on it. Yo, you know what freaks me out about Trump, too?
I'm not with it.
What freaks me out about Trump, too, is he signed the shoes. Yo, that man, if you look at what his signature is, Google Donald Trump's signature.
It's crazy.
It's not literally crazy, Shawnee. You would see that someone's signature and go, this person's a psychopath. This is how they sign their name? It's all triangles. It's the weirdest looking thing of all time. DJ Cast 1 is in the mix. It's 97 minutes, commercial free. DJ John's going to step in about 10 to 15 minutes, give something away. We're on baby watch for Ebro. He's at the hospital as we speak. It's Ebro, man. Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Now, P, I was asking behind the scenes, right? I was asking the guys, like, yo, what show has had the best special guests, like the best cameos, the best? And Cass One hit me with a good one.
So you're saying, like, guest spots on a real TV show where, like, guest stars pop up?
Yes. So Cass One, tell him your answer.
Right. I thought about it really hard, and I said The Simpsons. The Simpsons had a lot of good characters.
Which is fire, which is a great answer. But who?
I don't think it's number one, but it's good.
So what do you think?
Simpsons did a lot. Curbs had a lot of good ones over the years.
That's yours?
Curb has a lot of good ones. Entourage had a lot of good ones if you go back in the day. They used to bust out a lot of good ones.
Really good ones.
Yeah, I went with the Cosby Show when you asked me behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I remember the reruns and just having, like, just seeing all these amazing jazz musicians and...
Yeah, they did get the random, like, big sort of stars from other worlds.
Sammy Davis Jr., it was just kind of like, you know, he had relationships, so you could tell.
True.
You want me to tell you which one's the one, Rosenberg?
What's the one?
Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, that doesn't count.
Hands down,
it
right?
does.
Of course,
it's a TV show that's still going, and the reason I brought it up because I saw pictures. I follow a Sesame Street account on Instagram, and it was pictures of Willie Nelson, and then one of Snoop, then Michael Jackson. Fam, they've had the best.
No. If you're including Sesame Street, it's literally impossible to compete. They've had basically everybody who becomes a big mainstream star. Goes on Sesame Street. Beyonce, Katy Perry. I'm sure Taylor Swift's done it by now at this point.
I'm sure.
Let's see if she has, actually. Taylor
Swift.
And
a lot of cool actors. Like, it's Sesame Street is the best, man. It's fire. It's my dream to be on it one day.
Laura just randomly busted out. You know what's the best show ever? Sesame Street.
Toddler talk.
Let's see. Welcome to the squad, Elmo. Sesame Street. Favorite celebrates Taylor. I don't know if she's been on. They shouted out Taylor Swift on Sesame Street.
Okay, but just a shout out? I'm very surprised.
Like, they did a thing about her. Here's a Reddit. Has Taylor Swift ever appeared on Sesame Street? No. Adil says she has not.
I'm surprised.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, if there's a Swiftie out there, call up and correct us. For my Googling, I don't see it.
Let us know.
Now, Laura Stiles, should we want to bring... Let's get someone on the phone. 1-800-223-9797. If you want to be smarter than DJ John, what are they trying to win?
You want to hit my song first?
Oh. Yeah.
Let's sing.
Yeah. Thank you. Yo, my man DJ calls for his John. Theme song. It's crazy.
Johnny!
DJ John!
Hit my song, bro. Johnny?
DJ John!
You're right, John. You deserve your song. Yes.
I'm trying to find follow protocol. That's all I'm trying to do.
I mean, it sounds nuts when someone's like, yo, where's my theme song? It sounds nuts, but he's right.
You're right.
What do you have, John, for the peeps?
For the peeps, We The Ones comedy tour is happening at the Barclays Center, so you want to get your tickets now. Who is it? Mike Epps.
That's right.
D-Ray Davis. Lil Duval.
Keep going.
Fire. Carlos Miller. I mean, the list goes
Chico on. Bean. DC yes. Young Fly.
Yeah, man. It's going to be an amazing show. So, you know, be call number 9 right now.
When is it?
I think March 3rd.
Sorry,
all you got to do is be smarter than DJ John. You'll give him a trivia question. If he gets it wrong, which he will, then you'll win the tickets. It's that easy. Now, since Laura wanted to randomly bust out, hey, you know what show's great? Sesame Street. I'll also bust out some incredibly borderline just as mundane information.
Okay.
What's that?
Yo, you know what's really great, guys?
What's that?
All of Beyonce's Lemonade. I don't know if you've known.
Rosenberg.
I never really sat with the visuals back in 2017.
Really? Never? Oh, hit him with the button.
Well, welcome.
Believe you.
Welcome. Welcome to the party.
Glad you made it.
I'm glad you got a chance to like soak it in. What made you do this?
Congratulations.
Natalie just wanted to watch Lemonade because she loves it. So I was like, all right. She was like, you just watch one. Just watch the second one. Just watch the third one.
Really got to thank Natalie, man. She be really putting you on, bro.
Word, man.
She really putting you on, man.
She's the GOAT.
She putting you on to stuff that you go, at the time, be like, I'm not really going to be into that. And she comes through and be like, you know what, Rosenberg? How about this?
No, she does a good job. She gets me cultured.
She's Mrs. Put You On.
Yeah. Well, I've been having a real big Beyonce kick because of the new song mixed with being upset that I missed the concert and hoping she comes back to the Sphere. So I'm having like,
a big Renaissance fan.
Well, I love the album, but the fact that I didn't go made me feel away. Oh, and now I'm going back through history. Yo, I even looked up. I even found the episode of Teen Summit that Destiny's Child was on when I met them in 1999.
What?
I found the episode and saw them performing. Let me tell you something, by the way. It was horrible. Oh, my God. It was such a lifetime ago. Yo, the interviewer, it wasn't Ademu. The other lady who was on with Ademu during the interviews on Teen Summit, she literally refers to Beyonce as just you. She's like, I want to ask you a question. I was like, she has no idea who this person is. Yo, it's so crazy because all they had right at that time was No, No, No and Bills, Bills, Bills. If y'all remember that time, they were like a cool little group, but no one knew the members' names. It wasn't
They were so new, of course. Yeah.
Nah, they were those girls with the Wyclef song. That's all it was. It's crazy. Anyway, I've been catching back up. And let me tell you guys, if you're looking for something good to watch, Lemonade. You're really going to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Get out there and watch it. It's really good.
Really?
All right, Shawty. Yes. Shawty, who do we have?
Yo, we have Amber on the line.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, Amber. How you doing?
Hello, Amber.
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're good. Do you have a question, a trivia question in theory that you know the answer to and DJ John does not know the answer to?
I'm hoping he doesn't know the answer.
All right. Here we go. What do you got?
Okay, so my question is, what is the exact date of the first gas-powered vehicle patent?
Oh, wait, what? Who doesn't know that?
Gas-powered
vehicle
patent.
I'm going to go with patent, right? So need some lawyers, need some documents.
Documentarians, yeah. Yeah, some documentaries need to get made. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with 1952.
1952? That's a little late. A little on the late side.
That's not late.
All right, let me try again.
Try again, John.
You already said one. It's over.
No, there you go. Attaway, Amber. Yeah. Attaway, Amber. No. What is the right answer?
So the answer was January 29th, 1886.
Oh, John, you were only off by like 100 years. All right, congratulations, Amber. You are going to be at the We Them Ones comedy tour with Mike Epps, Chico Bean, DC Young Fly, and so many more. Have a wonderful time, all right?
Thank you so much. I can't wait to go.
All right, thanks. Hold on, Amber. Congrats. Damn, John, you really botched that. Wow. I mean, that was bad. That was like your how many feet high is the World Trade Center? You said 100,000 feet.
Well, that was a great moment. So,
all right, Laura, what's coming up with the Flash and Lights report?
Coming up in the Flash and Lights report, new photos are out of Michael Jackson's nephew Jafar in full costume on set. So we'll discuss the mixed feelings and the comments coming up. Flash and Lights.
Okay.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the Flash Lights. Laura Styles can put us on.
Okay, so there's been a lot of talk about this new Michael Jackson film that's in the works right now. You know, Nia Long was casted in Michael Jackson's mom, Katherine Jackson. Coleman Domingo is playing Joe Jackson. So I saw pictures of them, too, in full costume and makeup. Now, his nephew, Jafar, is playing Michael. And photos came out. And, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I think it looks pretty good. good. Some people were like, nah, this ain't it. But it was mixed. And I saw a lot of people who were like, yo, be honest, it actually looks pretty good. But, you know, it's Michael's story, so everybody's going to be, like, hypercritical. You know what I mean? But
of course. They well, and it's being done by the family.
Right. Right.
So it's actually... So I haven't seen the Bob movie yet, One Love, but I was told that... and Shawnee, I'm sure you could confirm this, mm-hmm. that the movie actually starts with a message from Ziggy Marley.
Yes. He opens...
Oh, it does?
Yeah, a quick little... It's sort of like, you know, thank you for coming out, and I hope you enjoy this movie about my father. It's like a real short piece, but it's him full screen, and then it goes into the movie.
But it's still interesting because, it, you know, right away, they're reminding you this movie's from the family.
Right.
You know, sure. which my brother told me, he saw yesterday, he was saying, which actually makes the slight moments when they're critical of Bob a little bit more interesting, because you remember that it is the family who's... telling you the story.
Yeah.
We're and even though it's not, I know it's not mostly very critical, but it's going to be the same thing with the Michael movie. It's just Michael's a much more controversial figure than Bob Marley.
Yeah. And you're going to have people who just feel like the story wasn't done to the detail that they wanted to be, the stands of Michael Jackson. That wanted to be a documentary type movie. And it's just, you can't do both. It's either going to be based on the true story with real facts and made for entertainment, or it's going to be documentary form. You're not
but do the true stands of Michael Jackson, who think he does no wrong, do they really want to see the whole story? I think they'd rather see the family version. I personally would rather see the family version. I've seen the documentaries. We've seen all the possibilities of bad stuff that are out there. I kind of want to just go see the movie and see their version of... You know, and I'm sure it's mostly going to focus on his childhood and into the beginning of his career. I highly doubt they're going to be showing him in 2002 making, you know, butterflies. Like, I don't think that's going to be where we go with the movie, right?
Right.
But I saw the pictures of Jafar Jackson. He did. I mean, he looked like his uncle.
Yeah. And I do like the fact that they're even using family members to be in such a huge movie. I really wish they did the same with the Bob Marley picture. And that, because we know Bob Marley had so many kids and now has so many grandchildren because of that, how come none of his family members were playing any roles? So,
like playing other family members in the movie, you mean?
Yeah, something. You know what I'm saying? So,
like for example, in the Michael Jackson movie, his kids can play like random white bankers in the movie.
That's a fact. Yeah.
Anyways, although, you know what? I saw Paris the other day. I'm sorry, Laura. I saw Paris the other day. I do see something.
What? No resemblance? Get out of here.
I do. You don't think they're related at all?
Really no. Hard.
You don't think Michael even donated his sperm?
No, we saw what Michael looked like when he was young.
Exactly. That's the only reason I say no.
You're seeing the resemblance to new Michael? Of course, we all see that.
Well, no, I don't mean that.
There would have been a biracial child, and I don't see any of that. I mean, listen... I don't know.
Sometimes every breakdown, I'm sure we could talk to people from biracial families that are straight up biracial, and one kid comes out.
No, you're right.
Looking like Paris Jackson. It could happen.
You're right. In Michael's case, it's both, but. One of my friends is Dominican and brown skin Dominican, and her husband is just white. Her daughter is super white. She said that when she went to the Dominican Republic, everyone thought she's the nanny. She's like, everyone thinks I'm the
but
nanny.
No one thinks
this is my child.
By the way, it's both funny and serious. We should do this topic in the 8 o'clock. They don't think it's my child is the topic.
Yeah, that's so
that's all it's the
real.
Time.
Yeah, that's
it's
real.
All the time,
jeez,
man.
Jeez, man. But yes, that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 8:02, a high of 37 degrees, and alternate side parking is in effect.
See, Griff agrees with me. Paris looks like Michael. I'm telling you, it's there.
Paris don't look like Mike.
I swear she does. She doesn't look like, you know, Mike at 13. But she, as an adult, she's starting to resemble a little bit of Mike.
But old Mike. Mike is not real.
Not old Mike. Just Mike. Just like not everything is racial, guys. Sometimes you can see things in someone's face that goes beyond the color of their skin. Didn't Michael teach you anything?
HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. We have not heard from Ebro this morning. We don't know if there's a new Darden in the world yet or not.
Oh, man.
As of yesterday afternoon, he was eating sushi, hanging out. Jazzy just woken up from a nap, and they were chilling. So, seemed like a slow-moving situation. And, you know, we already never know on a week-to-week basis when Ebro is going to show up for work. So, on a week like this... Right. He could be on tomorrow morning, ready to go at 6:30, or we might not. We could legit not hear from him for 2 weeks. I do not know.
Yeah. This is.
And that's normal.
It's real life.
And it's going to be a hard time for Ebro because Ebro's used to, you know, in his first experience with Issa, delivering the baby. You know, the question is, does Ebro take a back seat to the doctors, or does he step up and be like, you know what, doc, let me talk to you real quick before you do this?
That one. That's the one that's going to happen.
Where's the dilation?
Oh, God. Here's the dilation.
So funny.
So anyways, we're sending them the best, and we'll keep you guys posted.
Speaking of births. There's some amazing birthdays today. And you haven't guessed any birthdays in quite some time, Rosenberg.
I haven't.
And you're usually off by one.
One off.
But sometimes you hit it right on the nose. So some birthdays I see today. Your boy Charles Barkley. Big up all Pisces, Aquarius, cusp people.
Charles Barkley, that's terrible. the Chuckster. I would say the Chuckster was around... I'm going to put him at 60 years old. One Offenberg?
One Offenberg.
59?
61.
Damn it.
You were right there.
LLJ, cool. Yeah.
Now, you also have Cindy Crawford, supermodel, ex-supermodel. I'm sure you had a crush on her at some point.
I mean, everyone loves Cindy Crawford. The Mole. She made The Mole legendary.
True.
I would say Cindy's probably a few years younger than Chuckster. Maybe not. Let's put Cindy Crawford at 59 years old.
Wow. One Offenberg.
Oh, come on, man.
She is 58 today. 58 today.
Rosenberg.
I don't know why. Sorry, I'm always one Offenberg.
You're so good. Like, almost good.
I'm so almost good. All right, who else?
All right, so you got your boy Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah's
birthday is today.
Trevor Noah, man, I really don't know. I feel like he's younger than me. I feel like he's like 42.
Today is his 40th birthday.
Wow.
The big 40. Wow. And before I get to the last one, of course, some honorable mentions. Sidney Poitier would have been 97 today.
Wow.
And Kurt Cobain would have been 57. Today.
That's bearing the lead. It's Kurt Cobain and Sidney Poitier. Wow.
But the lead of today, it is the Navy's own Rihanna's birthday today. How old is Rihanna?
Rihanna, Riri, Mom.
Mom.
By the way, I rewatched after we watched Lemonade. We then ended up watching Beyonce's Super Bowl performance. And then we watched Rihanna's Super Bowl performance. It was actually a hell of a time, I got to tell you. It was a great time. And she was much more pregnant than I remembered. I can't even believe in retrospect that we were debating if she was pregnant.
I know.
We were so confused because she just had a baby.
Right.
But yeah. You watch it now, and like the second you see her, you're like, there's a pregnant lady performing at the Super Bowl.
Right.
It was pretty amazing.
People didn't want to body shame. You know, we didn't know what was happening.
I know, it was so modern. Everyone was like, she looks great and healthy.
Healthy.
She looks full.
Right, right. Yeah. Did she just not lose weight, or is this a new one?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Riri, I would say, is...
It's the 30. Last one. What
come
you
on,
got? You just better whatever. Get it, bro.
Be confident.
Here we go.
Just do it.
Is it one Offenberg?
She's 35 years old.
You are incorrect.
Oh, man.
One Offenberg again.
Again?
No!
36?
She is 36 years old today.
I was wavering. It's so hard to choose. I was like 36, 35, 36, 35. And I went 35 because I thought maybe you did it because it's a big day, like 35.
Right.
Damn it.
36 years old.
Riri is pretty amazing, man. Shout out to Riri. All right, speaking of babies, by the way, we were just having a conversation about the Michael Jackson biopic that is coming out at some point soon, because of course that Bob Marley One Love is out right now. And so in having that conversation, I made a joke, a little quip about Michael Jackson's kids being able to play white bankers in the movie. You know, like when Joe Jackson goes to get a family loan, it'll be like Paris Jackson could play the lady in the bank who's like, I don't know if we can help you, Joe.
Right.
You know, and we're just joking about how Michael's kids are very white, right? And then Shawnee shamed me, because I simply said that I saw a picture of Paris Jackson the other day, and I thought she sort of looked a little like Mike. I saw something.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? How? No. How? Where?
He's saying how. And I'm saying sometimes, yes, even though Michael, of course, when he was born and grew up as a kid, definitively was a black child without right. question, it
all
is
features.
Possible. It is possible that he could have some kids that look really white.
It's possible, but I don't see any of his features on her.
When was the last time you looked at Paris?
It's been quite some time. So you're
Take
saying her lips got bigger and her nose got wider.
I mean,
no,
she's older.
I've seen a picture of her now, and that's not what happened.
It's not what happened, but I still see something.
I see it. I see it with you. I see it in the eyes.
It's there. There's something. And
it's
I'm saying sometimes.
Bro.
Listen,
her big blue eyes.
There's
no, not the blue
ones,
Laura. The shape of her eyes.
Thank
you. Yeah, the shape. I kind of see it, Rosenberg. I kind of see it.
Thank you very much. So here's the deal. 1-800
When I look at her eyes, they're blue.
1-800-223-9797. Are you a parent who has a child who, because they look much different than you, people don't believe it's your child? Or did you grow up with a parent that looked completely different? Because this happens all the time.
It does.
And maybe you guys are so busy looking for Michael's kids to look like the same race that maybe you're missing the other ways that they look alike.
Let me see.
Now, I don't know what Blanket looks like. We never see Blanket.
Mm.
But Paris is out here. She's a model. She's a musician. I followed her last week.
Who's the other one?
Who's the other one again, Griff?
Prince.
Isn't
it Prince?
Yes, Prince is out here. Prince moves around a little bit. He's got slightly darker features than his sister does. But remember, Michael had those kids with that random white lady nurse.
True.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't see it, guys.
Yes, but I don't, you know, I'm with Shawnee. I don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't see it.
But I do believe.
Why?
I just don't.
But why would Michael not, unless he had some other condition where he was, you know, completely infertile, why would he have not at least fathered the kids through IVF? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, I was wondering the same question, but once you see the results, it's like, nah, he didn't have any part of this. That's like, what it feels like.
So I understand if one came out like super, like, you know, white, but all three, you know, like,
Yo, you know,
Chloe brought that up, and I'm like, you're right, all of them.
You know how confusing that must be, though? Like, when you're those kids, they are simultaneously defined by being Michael Jackson's kids and by everybody saying they're not Michael Jackson's kids.
I know.
That's a crazy exist. Because that is their dad. That is the only dad they'll ever know.
True.
And they had to go through his death as his kids. They have to deal with all the controversy that exists with him being their dad, plus all the benefit of being rich because he's their dad. All of that is there.
Plus,
at the same time, everybody's like, "But you, that ain't your daddy.
But that ain't your dad."
The whole life. It's
that
a
ain't
crazy,
your real dad. True.
Yo, that's a crazy existence. All right, let's go to Jordan, who's on the phone line. Jordan, you have a kid that everybody thinks is not yours.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jordan.
How are you guys? So, my wife has kids already, and two of her kids were born with blue eyes.
Okay.
So now, when my son is born, I'm thinking, okay, maybe I'll get some blue eyes, too. You know, that'd be nice. But he's born with red hair.
Red hair.
Oh. Now, does your wife's so, like, grandparents have red hair or somebody in her family?
Her dad had like blonde hair and my great grandparents had blonde hair. But, you know, like, what are the odds?
Nobody has red hair, huh?
Nobody. So every time, like, they see a picture of my son, it's kind of awkward because people are like, "Yo, you sure that's your son, bro?"
I was about to say,
"Oh my God."
You should respond. Are you sure you want to get slapped?
Yeah.
I mean, you feel me? But to be fair, my wife, she had me take a DNA. Just,
wow.
You know, and it right there says 99%.
Okay, so that's your son.
No, 100%, man. I mean, it's just the hair. Everything else about him is screams bad, you know?
Very interesting. Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks. All right.
That's wild.
I mean,
now that Jordan's off the phone. What? She had him take a DNA test, though?
Well, right. Listen, I know. I feel like it's a bit, yes, it's a little wild.
Maybe,
but
she was questioning, too.
Maybe they did not. Maybe
they did
IVF. Because
he mentioned blondes, no redheads.
Well, and Laura, maybe they did IVF, and so they did the DNA test on the strength. They were worried, like, the hospital messed up or something.
Maybe that it wasn't could be a thing.
You know? Because otherwise,
I mean, I'm not mad at it. It's fine.
Let me tell you one thing. I would look sideways if my wife was like, "Hey, just for kicks and giggles, why don't we get a DNA test?" I was like, "Wait, what?"
He's like, "Okay,
hold on now,
just so you feel better about yourself."
Yes, exactly. So
we don't want you to feel weird.
Yeah.
All right. Who else is on the line?
Let's go to Matthew.
Hey, how you guys doing there?
Hey, Matthew, how you doing, bud?
Doing good. Doing good. Listen to you guys every morning.
Thanks, man. All right, so what's your situation? Your wife is Polish.
Yeah, my wife is Polish, and I'm black. And all my kids look exactly like me, but the skin tone is totally different. So a lot of times when I'm out in public with my kids, I've got some side eye and everything. Even one time, my wife, when we dropped our kid off to daycare, she explained to the lady that I was professional and was vice president of marketing. When I came to pick up my child, she tried to call the police. And now I'm going to pick up my child from daycare because she didn't expect a black male to be a professional.
Yo.
Oh, my God. That's
the next
crazy.
Day, when my wife showed up the next day, the lady said, "That was unfair not to explain to me that your husband was black."
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the whole entire time I came to pick up my child and she grabbed my child and held him from me while he was crying.
No.
Saying, like, "Daddy, daddy." And I'm like, "That's my kid."
Wow.
Matthew, that's crazy, bro.
That's dramatic.
Matthew, yeah, so many questions. I'm sorry, Matthew, that you had to go through that. That's wild.
Yeah, definitely. This world is definitely different, but sometimes people perceive your kids to look different and everything. But as long as they're healthy and you're blessed with some kids, yeah, you... Happy,
that's true.
Bro.
It's true. That's the way to look at it. Matthew, thank you, bro.
God bless you,
thank
Matthew.
You.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I thought this was
going
to be a fun topic.
I know. I knew we were risking disaster.
This is traumatic. Listen, if I go to pick up my child and you're grabbing my child away from me, we got a problem. There's going to be a problem, especially if my child is crying, yelling, "Daddy." You better get my kid.
I know, right? That,
you know what I'm saying?
Imagine. I mean, let's go to Z. Z has an interesting story. All right, Z did not grow up looking like his parents.
Okay.
I don't see a Z.
Oh, you don't see a Z.
There's a blue, a Courtney, and a Carmen.
Oh.
Oh, Z probably left.
Maybe
let's
we, maybe
talk
we
blue
lost
then.
Z. It said right, that Z didn't look like his parents, but then he found out when he was older that his dad wasn't actually his dad.
Well,
LLJ Cool Jam.
Cool J.
All right, let's go to Carmen. You see Carmen?
Yeah.
Carmen?
Hello, hello. Good morning.
La 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 ping. What's up, Carmen?
Not much. You know, I love this topic because I talk about it with my friends all the time. My daughter, she has kinky, blonde, coarse hair, deep ocean blue eyes. And every time we go out, if she goes out with her father, they stare. And when I'm with her alone, they're like, oh my God, is her father African-American? And I'm, because she looks mixed. She looks like, she doesn't look like she's our child sometimes, even though she does look like me. But I have dark hair. I have green eyes. She kind of resembles Drake's son.
Wait, but, oh, she kind of looks like Adonis, but neither of you are black?
No, I'm Puerto Rican Honduran, and my husband is Puerto Rican Ecuadorian.
And she just came out looking like Adonis.
What a...
Yes, literally. She has that blonde, huge afro. So when I drop her off the first day of school, she has her hair in a ponytail, and it's curly, and it's all out. And they're like, is her dad black?
And also,
I'm like, no.
And by the way,
you guys see her father. He's not black at all.
Yeah. And it's awkward that people ask the question. Yo, people are just weird, bro.
Yeah, they are.
I do. Super I weird. Do appreciate when I go out with her to Target or anywhere and I'm buying hair products, a lot of African-American women, like, come to me and they're like, oh, you should try to use this or use that because her hair is different.
Right, and they say, we know your white ass doesn't know what to do with these products, so we got you.
Pretty much. It's a battle every morning, but I tell everybody this. Remember, genetics and our roots and our ancestors run so, so deep.
Yep.
That you never know that one child is going to come out of nowhere. I never expected her to be like that. And then my last daughter, she has dark hair and hazel eyes.
Crazy, Courtney. Thank you so much for the call. Nah, it's crazy. And people's obsession, once you factor in hair, Laura, another factor.
Yeah.
Just hair alone can have people questioning whether or not someone's your kid.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Meanwhile,
let's go to Blue. Blue, before we get out of here, really quickly.
Okay, let's go to Blue real quick to close this out. Hey, Blue.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What up?
Hi, Blue.
How are you doing? I listen to y'all every day. I feel like I've been trying to get on here forever.
Well, welcome. Talk to us.
Thank you. So I am very brown, very brown. I get in the summertime, I tan and I'm practically purple. My mom is the fairest Puerto Rican, very ambiguous. And my brother, my older brother, is very fair as well. So when I was born and she would take us to the playground or we would go anywhere, people would ask her if she was my babysitter. And it was just, that was my whole life. Like, nobody ever believed that she was my mom or that I was her daughter. And next to my brother, when we were standing next to my brother, it was just like the comparison. They're like, okay, so we got two different dads. Mind you, we both got to share the same parents.
Right.
Oh, no.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that I could see how you'd be like, come on, fam. But it's super annoying.
Thanks for the call, Blue. Unfortunately, this topic is both funny and also LLJ Cool J.
Cool J.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
I saw people's ignorance, and then it got
weird.
Yeah,
because it's like, it can be kind of funny, and then it's a big reminder that it's America, and no, it's actually a big deal. People are like, is that your child? Like,
yeah.
Right, a child
growing up always wondering themselves, like, you know, how come I don't look like you or you? You know, why people always questioning me whether you're my parent or not, like.
Right, and then there's so much, and then if your child is biracial, the amount of identity questions that go on forever, not being, you know, something enough for one group or something enough for the other, it's a perpetual struggle. It goes on forever. In fact, you can hear it every day when Ebro's going off on race every single day on this show. Those are the views of a biracial child, a mixed child in America. That is the result right there. Cast one, let's celebrate Riri, shall we?
Hey.
Guru's next. Happy Woo-hoo. Birthday, Riri.
36 years old. Billionaire.
That's right.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Brought back that most death.
Yeah, that's right, Shawnee. That's right. Just and this song was brought back considering it came out like 3 years ago now, and exactly. Then it became the biggest thing on TikTok. It's crazy. A, it's 3-4 years old. Mm-hmm. B, everyone thinks it's Kendrick Lamar. That's J.I.D.
Sounds like it.
But that song is now a monster. Now, by the way, if you're listening to the show right now and you go, you know what, I want to hear more from these guys. How can I hear and see more? Well, good news. At 9 o'clock on the dot, as is our new Tuesday tradition for some reason that we don't fully understand, we go live on YouTube. That's right. So if you want to hang out with us, see us, talk to us, chat with us, we will be live on the Hot 97 YouTube channel at 9 a.m., just 20 minutes from now. But before that, it's time for the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus. Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen.
Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The Guru. ebrointhemorning.com. Where the Gurus unite.
That's what we do.
To shine the light on your darkness.
Hey.
Shawnee Culture Brand.
Let us cleanse the energy.
That's right. Zen.
Zen. Zen. Zen. Zen. Zen. Zen. Zen. Zen.
All right, Rosenberg. Lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus. How are our emails looking?
The emails are strong. I mean, we're always looking for more. Okay. But they're always...
So send, send, send.
Looking send. Strong as well. Yeah, send, send, send.
Send, send.
TheGuru@EbroInTheMorning.com. TheGuru@EbroInTheMorning.com. Mm. Your destination for clarity.
That's right, that's right. Here to save lives.
That's right, Sean. I'm try best.
But okay.
Congested.
Oh, ew.
It's winter time.
A little cloggy, my.
Does anybody ever have a clear, like, there's never any congestion?
No, you're talking to the wrong guy about that.
Yeah, not Cass. Isn't it? Shawnee, yours is pretty clear.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, mine sounds pretty good now. Actually, the one. Not Laura. No, no. Not allergy styles.
Yeah.
All right, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com as we jump from lily pads and tell stories to tell the people how we can help.
True.
Good morning, my beautiful people.
All right.
I love you guys. I listen every day on my way to work. I am a 37-year-old woman who has decided to separate from my narcissistic kid's father after 20 years.
Oh, wow.
We share two children, a 17-year-old daughter who will be moving out with me, and a 13-year-old son who will be staying with his dad.
Mm.
My son, I know, yeah, that already sounds like, hmm.
Hmm.
My son has been in a rebellious and disrespectful stage for the past 2 years and resents me for being the disciplinary parent since I don't let things slide. He adores his father, who has always been laid back and hands off in the parenting department. I am having a hard time thinking about not seeing my baby boy every day, and I'm worried about how my absence may further damage his behavior / our relationship. My questions are, one, how can I cope with not seeing my son every day? And two, how can I maintain some order in a household I will no longer live in? P.S. I would love for my son to live with me, but don't want him further resenting me by thinking that I am taking him away from his father. I think we have to start off by hearing the wise words from Joe Biden. It's unfortunate.
LLJ, Cool J.
I'll say this.
We have a co-parenting guru.
Yes, yes. I'm here. And look, for those who don't know, I am a single father. You know, my son lives with me. So I've kind of dealt with this situation in its own variation where it was a struggle for his mom to allow her 13-year-old son to move in with me so that he can start high school and, you know, be connected to the arts school and all those other things at his request.
But at that time, it was not because he had any problems with his mom or you. It was just sort of situational.
Absolutely.
Right. It was just time, yeah.
Absolutely. Right. So there was no drama. It's just, it's what he desires. I live closer to the school, da-da-da-da. So one of the things I'll say, one, it's never going to be easy for you to let go of your child, you know. So I don't know how you get through that part, but one of the things that my son's mother did is be more involved in his schooling, right? So you can't necessarily maintain the household and be inside of those quarters, but she joined the PTA. She still is involved, like going to the school and being involved in his school so she can still be a part of his day-to-day. And she had to figure out how to navigate and manage that part without feeling like she was completely hands-off. And she's found her thing. Now, he still goes over there on the weekends. She still washes his clothes. You know, she's still very much a part of his life in that fashion. I'm just a navigating force here, and he lives with me. So you can find a balance as time continues to go forward. You know what I'm saying? It's just...
That's actually very good. That is helpful, though. I mean, if they decide this is the path they want to go on, obviously we could spend a whole other guru being like, how do we get here? Are we sure this is the right move right now to take one kid one place, one kid somewhere else? I mean, there's a lot of questions here. But since this is the situation and this is what they're doing, Shawnee, I think you make some really good points about how she could find ways to make sure she's still very involved.
Yeah. You know,
Shawnee.
Yeah.
Quick question. And then what about, that was great advice. Now, what about the disciplinary side of it?
You're not going to really be able to discipline, but so much. You have to have
on the dad, speaking on the dad, because it seems like one of her big issues is that she feels like the dad is not going to have that disciplinary strictness or rigidness with the son at all.
Right. Well, then hopefully you can make this an amicable relationship or break separation, because you're going to have a lot of communication with dad. And that's where this whole thing begins, where you know that he's not going to allow your son to slip, and you can trust that. So maybe you just have two different types of parenting skills, and he's not like a slacker. He's just not as hard as you. So you're going to have to find a way to trust the way he raises your son. And hopefully he's not as bad as you're saying. So I don't know. If you're a bit controlling and you feel like you're the only way that your child could be disciplined, you're going to have an issue. So you're going to have to
have trust. And guess what? The dad is going to have to live with his badass. So.
Right. And the dad will step up a little bit more.
Hopefully. Yeah. But all you can do is just remind him that you're there and try to be a part of his life, like to Shawnee's point, as much as you can.
Yeah. And it's not rare. A lot of kids' sons want to move in with their father when they become teenagers.
And also, there is a chance that once he gets there, like if the dad's not on point with the discipline, in a weird way, I wouldn't rule out the fact that the kid might find it at some point not the ideal situation either. That like
may
misparenting on some level, like, my dad doesn't really do anything though. Like I'm just kind of out here.
Right.
Like, I'm hanging with a dude. I'm not, as much as kids think that's what they want, I've seen enough sitcoms to know that when the kid thinks what they want to do is be cool and just be a dude, they end up finding out, nah, I'm 13. I still want my mom. Like, this is really not what's hot in the streets. So
I still want to come home to a delicious meal.
Listen, mom's food still wins because dad don't be cooking like that. Trust me.
Every once in a while it's not like that, but yeah, usually. So anyways... listen to Shawnee's sage co-parenting guru advice. Be calm. Stay the course. Yeah. Maybe get yourself in some therapy to talk through these feelings, and everything's going to be all right.
Join the PTA.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
All right, let's get right into the flashing lights report, shall we?
Sure.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles can put us on.
Oh, man, Chris Brown was upset over the weekend. He went to, you know, just slamming the NBA, claiming that he was disinvited from the league's annual NBA All-Star Celebrity Game due to his past. So he shared some emails saying, look, this is them inviting me, even giving me, you know, what team I'm going to be on. And all of a sudden, they were like, yeah, never mind. So, you know, fingers were pointing at the sponsors, and then Ruffles actually came out and was like, yo, even though we sponsored the event, we had no involvement in or any visibility as to any player decisions or celebrity invite discussions. So it was a lot of back and forth with this story. But then it just opened up the conversation to, like, how long will Chris Brown have to deal with this? Because he did come out and say, yo, he's tired of always being, you know, involved in things like this, being invited and disinvited. He's just kind of like, at this point, just leave me alone.
You know what? I had this conversation with Syfe this week on the OneUp podcast, which goes live today wherever you find podcasts. And I was saying, I think he's going to deal with it forever. And it's unfortunate in the sense that, you know, people deserve forgiveness at some point. Everybody has a right to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Especially from things that when they were literally teenagers and did really dumb things. There's two things that work against Chris. One, he spent the first several years after it not exactly doing a great job sort of cleaning up the reputation. And I think the bigger one, guys, that photograph will never go away.
Yeah.
Rihanna's, yeah. Right? Her mugshot.
Yes.
Not mugshot, yeah. But the picture immediately after.
Yes. Like, you could hear about someone doing something horrible, and you can forgive them easier when it's just a story you hear.
Right.
Because society has a memory, a visual proof of one of the most beloved young women in society looking the way she did after their horrible fight, I think it's going to hang over him forever. I'm just being honest. I don't think it ever really goes away.
I understand where you're coming from. But I also, the issue that I have that I understand him is like, you know who I am. Don't invite me to disinvite me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, do whoever is like in charge of whatever list, you know what comes with Chris Brown. And you know what his past is.
I'm going to find out.
So to me, I'm just kind of like, okay, so if you feel fine, everyone's entitled to feel strongly about, you know, like, hey, I don't want to associate my brand with this person, but don't reach out to him at all then.
You know what my guess is? I'm completely making this up. I'm going to try to get to the bottom of this, but my guess is the people who were involved with that, with the celebrity game, etc., thought, hey, that would be great. He wants to do it. Let's get him. Mm-hmm. And they were planning to move forward. And then someone higher up found out and shut it down. I am guessing, right. But doesn't that sound like what it would be?
Sounds accurate.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be like a sponsor or something. We'll be like, well,
but no, but the sponsor said it wasn't them, but it may not have been the sponsor. But it may have been NBA, right? So you may have the people who around the All-Star weekend who thought this will be great. They didn't think anything of it. They move forward. And then as they're getting to All-Star weekend, a very high up
is like, maybe, no. Right.
Yeah, and just saw it and was like, no, not happening. And it could have been as simple as that. And then it ends up playing everybody. Like, Chris gets played. The people who thought it was a good idea get played.
Right.
Now Ruffles looks bad. Everyone looks bad, but it really may have just been one person who was like, nah, I'm not messing with Chris Brown.
Right.
Again, that is complete and total speculation. But yeah, it was a weird story. But I used to be really hard on Chris Brown for a very long time because I was super affected by that picture and the story too. But I also believe, listen, Rihanna forgave the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly tried to make amends. And I don't believe people need to be defined by the worst thing they ever did for the rest of their lives. You know, that was a very long time ago. So I do feel why that would be hard. But yeah, it just seems like it always comes back.
Yeah. But that's your flash and lights report. The time is 8:53, a high of 37 degrees today, and alternate side parking is in effect.
Oh, and guess what? We're going on YouTube in 7 minutes. All right, maybe we'll jump on sooner. In just a couple minutes, we're going to jump on Hot 97's YouTube channel. If you want to come hang, we'll talk about everything we talked about on the show. What's happening with Ebro? Where's this baby? We'll talk about it all. Come hang out on YouTube.
Come on, chat with us. Hot 97 YouTube.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.